reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello again, welcome back to PDGA Radio. This week we'll recap a surprisingly busy tournament schedule for this past weekend. We'll cover this week's disc golf news, including a new division that some of the older disc golfers can choose to play in starting next year. We have a new course in Southern Kentucky and a new program launched by the PDGA that they hope will help them increase their membership. Hello, I am your host, Steve Kaczynski. I've got those stories and so much more coming your way shortly on this edition of PDGA Radio for November 12, 2009. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Welcome back to PDGA Radio. Again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski. Getting right into the results portion for this week's program, which will cover the tournaments from the weekend of November 7th and 8th. The largest tournament of the weekend was in Round Rock, Texas for the Heart of Texas Tour Final, but the top of the pro leaderboard consisted of no one from Texas, as the touring pros invade claim all the top five spots, being led by Nico LeCastro. He jumps out to the early lead and holds on to win by two over Eric McCabe. Paul Ulibarri and Avery Jenkins tie for third place, three off the lead, with Oklahoma's Coda Hatfield in fifth. Des Redding beats out Liz Lopez by five to win the women's division. Joel Kelly edges Vinnie Miller to win in Masters. And for the amateurs, it was Randy Moreno in advanced and Anthony Cordova in intermediate. Over in Georgia, they held the Primo Plastic Intergalactic Championships and had Jason Makarovich winning by four over Brad Hammack. The Masters division went to Brett Russo and advanced went to Patrick May. Also in Georgia at the International Disc Golf Center, they held their first women's only event this past weekend titled the Magnolia Open, and it was Sarah Stanhope claiming herself as the event's first ever champion, finishing at five over par through three rounds. Elsewhere, up in North Carolina, they held the 8th annual Fall Disc Golf Classic with Brian Schwebiger winning by five over Jeremy Kohling. The Masters division went to Steve Nairhood, and advanced goes to Mr. Robert Leonard, who led wire-to-wire to win by three. We'll head out west now for the amateurs' turn at the Southern California Championships on the La Mirada course, and we'll find Burt Cotton playing consistently over the three rounds with scores of 49, 50, and 50 to win by one over Luke Christensen. Chad Dietz and Chris Oakes tie for third, two off the lead. Noah Rodriguez was fifth, four behind the pace of Cotton. The pros will take on the course next weekend. We'll also find though Brian Skinner winning in Virginia at the Fall Colors. Chris Heisel won in Masters there, and also Alex Carroll won in advanced. And the final B tier of the weekend we have results for is the Great Pumpkin Shootout in Evansville, Indiana, where a local pro named Paul Oman surprises quite a few with a two-throw win over Chris Orrick, as the 974 rated pro averages more than 50 points higher. Over both rounds claiming the victory, they were followed by Jeff Leyland and Matt Watson, who finished tied for third, a full nine off the lead. Jim Ashton won in Grandmasters, and Matthew Kern could have placed third in Open, instead wins the advanced division by five over Dan Hollingshead. Now running down some of the C-tier results from this past weekend, we find Mike Jarrods beating out John Drummond and Kayla Visca to win in Minnesota. J.D. Ramirez and Mike Kennedy both won in Texas during the Twisted Two-Step. Bill Pennington wins in Arkansas with a playoff victory over Taylor Sears. Cody Taylor won in Tennessee. Steve Brinster grabs a win in New York. Brad Schick wins in Ohio at the Stillwater Open. Chris Pierce won in Alabama in a superclass event. And finally in Arizona, they held the Phoenix Ladies Open, won this year by Sarah Lang in a playoff over Lisa Raich. Advanced Women's was won by Kimmy Jones, who got a one-throw victory over Leslie Pitson. That covers this past weekend. Now let's quickly run down the schedule for this upcoming weekend, which will be for November 14th and 15th, headlined by a solo A-tier to be held in Clearwater, Florida with the Moccasin Lake Open. Then for B-tiers, we'll start with an international event in Italy as they're holding the Italia Open, their national championships. Then back in the States, it will be the pros' turn with the La Mirada course and the Southern California Championships. The Lake Reidsville Open is in North Carolina. The Upstate Classic is in South Carolina. And the Oxbow Turkey Shootout is in Indiana. The PDGA schedule also shows the Ohio State Doubles Championships, the Wichita Roundup in Kansas, the Gold Vault Open in Kentucky, and Phoenix and Tempe hosting the City Championships in Arizona. Other events scheduled for Iowa, Tennessee, New Jersey, Georgia, Missouri, Texas, Missouri, along with France, Belgium, and many others, not even including the non-sanctioned events. However, there is one event that has been canceled. That would be the Recycle Open, scheduled for Sunday in Branson, Missouri. Flooding has forced its cancellation. Check out the full schedule and results of sanctioned events from PDGA.com.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online Tournament Director and Officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA Course Directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
Again, welcome back to PDGA Radio and this week's news segment with a couple items directly from the PDGA, including an interesting story that doesn't necessarily affect all that many of us, but is interesting nonetheless. It's for any player who wishes to play next year in a PDGA National Tour event. They will now have to take and pass a rules test before they can play. The exam will be an online version of a test consisting of 15 questions randomly taken from a larger pool of questions. In order to pass the exam, the player must answer 12 of the 15 correctly, but there will be no limit to the number of times a player can take the online test, and it is open book, so players are urged to have a rule book available while taking it. The question pool is still being finalized, but the exam will be online and available hopefully no later than January 1st, leaving about 3 months for players to take that test before the first National Tour event of the year, which is the Memorial Championship presented by Discraft, March 3rd through the 6th in Arizona. Players who do not have access to the internet can request a copy by contacting the PDGA office. PDGA has also announced that starting Monday, November 16th, they will begin a new promotion to help increase their membership with a Refer a Friend program and contest. The complete details are available from PDGA.com, but here's the summary of how it will work. For every one new member you recruit to join the PDGA, you will receive a $5 credit to use towards merchandise in the PDGA store. The credits will be tallied at the end of 2010, and then the recruiters will receive the coupon code to claim their credits. There is no limit to the number of friends or credits you can get, so you'll get the $5 for each and every one, as long as they are the ones who submit the membership form themselves and include your correct PDGA number. Again, all the rules and details available from PDGA.com. Also, they are running a contest with the Refer a Friend program. The first 5 recruiters to get at least 10 new members will get a new PDGA shirt and a story on PDGA.com and Disc Golfer magazine. Finally, a quick rundown of what happened during the teleconference meeting that the PDGA Board of Directors had in October. Of course, the complete minutes are posted on PDGA.com under the PDGA HQ Organizational Documents tab, but here are some of the highlights, including a reported 8.4% increase in membership, a net financial position of about 25% better than last year at this time, and also the board created a new division for those over the age of 75. It will begin next year and be called Legends 75. Also, the board is exploring the possibility of updating the way that player ratings and statistics are calculated, possibly using data from all the way back in 1983. Finally, more news on a course being built in southern Kentucky, where the Oak Grove Tourism Commission has approved $26,000 to create an 18-hole disc golf course to be located at the War Memorial Walking Trail that's near Fort Campbell. It's as a recreational option for the soldiers and others in the area to enjoy, and will be designed by H.B. Clark. That will wrap up this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Make sure to join us again next week for what will be the final edition of PDGA Radio for the year. We'll run down the 2010 schedule as we know it and tell you how to stay up to date with all of your disc golf news and information throughout PDGA Radio's off-season. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.